The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
It's 11 minutes after 6. The dark coffee filled in my Contigo. I have a full thermos. We are ready. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Anything bugging you, anything on your mind, go ahead and join in. It's a time I throw it open early, really, 770-563-3770-KMED. By the way, anytime you want to email, it's bill@billmeyershow.com. Read them all. Try to answer a few, but I'm one guy. Yeah, I love it when people call me up and say, Bill, if you could just get your people to get in touch with my people, and we'll get my people to get them on your show. And it's just like, okay, my people is me. Thanks for calling. But that's great. Small town radio with a large city flair. It's what we do here. But join in 770-5633. This morning, I'm going to talk with Will Lathrop after 7 o'clock. He's a Republican candidate for attorney general. Somehow, during all the exciting primary time, I just managed to not talk to him for some reason. And, well, he ended up winning the GOP race. So let's talk about why this is important for this November, okay? There is nothing more that I would love to see than something other than the current attorney general, you know, whatever latest left-wing cause she has signed Oregon on, some class action suit, you know, 23 communist attorney generals around the state all get together to make people safe from whatever, you know, they're saying is the latest danger. Climate change is probably the next one, right? So we'll talk with Will about that. Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bearchicker will join me for the normal Tuesday talk. And I'm hoping to get an update on Pigpen Gate. I was talking about that yesterday with Josephine County Commissioner John West. And he said that they thought they were going to have an emergency meeting on it. And this all had to do with, remember, OSU Extension Service money ended up being denied. They ended up getting rid of that. So OSU Extension closes, which means 4-H closed. And the thing is that 4-H members apparently, or some 4-H members and some parents or some officials with them, I'm not exactly sure how, they went over to the Josephine County Fairgrounds on Sunday, if you missed this story, and they just yanked out all the pig pens, about $100,000 worth of pig pen stuff. Well, the problem is that the Josephine County Fair is about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks from now. And the kids that are in the livestock are expected to have a place to put the pigs. About 100 people with pigs that enter the drawing or the judging and things like that. And it was obviously a clear kind of a big FU from 4-H. Well, we're going to come and take our pig pens. Now, they're claiming that that Josephine County said that you have to, you know, remove your property, since we're not funding and we're not funding the programs, that sort of thing. Nobody ever said anything about taking the pig pens out, from the way I understand this. And so Pig Pen Gate, hopefully we'll get an update on this. This is obviously, let's find a way to hurt the kids and make the county commissions look like big meanies. They're hurting the kids. When it comes right down to it, 4-H has been hurting itself for a long, long time as OSU Extension offices have been going woke, and 4-H is going woke. And you know, talking about getting into all sorts of other things that have nothing to do with animal husbandry or learning first aid or whatever the other things. I mean, I was in 4-H for a summer. I really enjoyed it. And nobody was out there trying to encourage me to be my real gender fluid self or whatever. I don't know if that's what they're doing, but, you know, you hear the stories these days. Quite interesting. So we'll have a little talk about that. And another interesting bit of story here. See if I could find this. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is. Joe County in the news a lot this morning for some reason. Remember yesterday I talked with Steve Dillard. Steve Dillard was the city councilor from Seaside, Oregon, who is under recall because he had the temerity to go out and say, hey, wait a minute. We have some really sexual explicit books in our library. It's a city-run library, not a county library like it is in Jackson and Josephine County. But he ends up bringing up all of these sexually explicit LGBTQ books, and we've talked about a lot about this. I mean, I know there are some of these books out there that are in the libraries in which you know, you have one boy performing Lewinsky's on the other boy, and they illustrate it. You know, they're illustrating it in the book, some of these things, and it's just allowed to go to anyone because the policy cut and pasted from the American Library Association is that, oh, you don't have any age restrictions on anything in a library. Absolutely nothing. Which is nonsense, but that's what they pasted in. And so he brings this up, and then the LGBTQIA, well, he's against the First Amendment, wanting to have some child restrictions. You know, that sort of thing. And well, he's going to be battling that. I hope he wins it, because it's nonsense what the people are saying against him. Well, we have a battle like that probably coming to the Grants Pass School Library. Chris Bristol writing in the Daily Courier this morning that the Grants Pass School Board is going to consider a major change to library practices and policies. This is the day after I was talking with Steve Dillard about it. School Board is set to meet today, this afternoon, to consider a new policy that extensively reworks the school district's procedures for evaluating and adopting textbooks and library books. This new policy takes away selection of library material from librarians and places that function in the hands of a librarian selection committee chaired by a librarian and composed of parents from each education level, plus liaisons from the Parent Advisory Council, the Equity Committee, and the school board. It also says the library books should not contain repetitive vulgar language or graphic violence, sexually explicit, lewd, obscene, and erotic language, or have pornographic material or encourage sexual behavior. And if a consensus cannot be reached by the selection committee, the school board will make the final decision. Now, I don't know the librarian of the Grants Pass School Library, but when it comes right down to it, we've talked about this for quite some time. The American Library Association has really been key to pushing what was already kind of a left-wing group even further to the left. No restrictions whatsoever. Taxpayers should be forced to submit pornography, what would be considered pornography 5-6 years ago, to the kids, whether it's in school or whether it's in the public libraries. That's just the way it is. Now, they're not all this way, but you look at the policies of the American Library Association, like Steve Dillard found out, and it's just like wide open. Now, this is not about adults. We're talking about, your kid goes in there and wants whatever, supposed to get it. And other libraries, though, have been reasonably saying, okay, there's certain material we're just going to say is off limits to kids without parental permission. That's really what they were talking about doing at Seaside. And looks like they're going to be cracking down a bit in Grants Pass. So that will be a very interesting conversation. I'm sure we'll hear more about that for tomorrow. It's astounding to me how we've had this strange almost collapse of parental authority, or forced collapse of parental authority. No one's supposed to be able to say anything. You know, your child is able to, you know, the system within in your kids in the public school system, and then is supposed to be able to change his or her gender. We don't want to tell the parents. Parents aren't qualified, you know, all these sort of things. It still comes down to, gosh, you just got to get your kids out of it. Got to get your kids out of it, especially in this state. This state is going to be very difficult to reform public education from within. Just my opinion. And I know it's hard not to have your kids in public education. It's expensive. It's time consuming. And not everybody can do it. I get it. I do understand. I'm trying not to pass judgment, but oh my gosh, you know what they're doing. You know, there are limitations on what you can go see at the movie theater for the kid, but the kid can then go to the library and get something worse. I don't get it. And you shouldn't get it either. Okay. 770-5633. Before we get to the phones this morning, since it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, I was saying my prayers last night. I've started getting into saying nighttime prayers before I go to sleep because I'm thinking there's more and more to pray about these days. And I almost considered putting in my prayers along with the usual, you know, bless us and thank you for the gifts and Linda and my mom and relatives and everything. Keep my colleagues, everybody safe, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And I almost wanted to say, and also thank you for not making me Kimberly Cheadle. I almost wanted to say that, but I figured that. I figured the Lord probably would have laughed at that one. Okay, stop it, Bill. You know, now you're just trolling me, you know, at this point. But yeah, Kimberly Cheadle had a very, very not so good, horrible, bad day in front of the Congress critters. She's, of course, the head of the Secret Service agency, head of the Secret Service, and did not have a good day trying to explain what happened or didn't happen with former President Trump's assassination attempt. Here's just a small sampling of it.
I have no idea how my statement got out.
Well, that's bullshit.
15 out of 16 kill shots, and the one I missed would have hit the president's ear. That's a 94% success rate, and that shooter was a better shot than me.
I'm prepared to take the actions necessary.
No, no, that's nonsense.
The best way to keep your job is to answer the questions, not play this shell game, not sing the Slim Shady song, wasn't me. I mean, come on.
In my opinion, you do need to be fired immediately.
Apparently not. No, there was no overwatch provided.
Oh, Bulbert.
This is very evident. President Trump was shot. A man died. There was no oversight provided.
I'm not sure the date that I got the letter asking me to be here.
What are you sure of? Are you sure the color of your hair? Are you sure the color of your suit?
This is literally the worst performance I have ever seen in front of a congressional hearing.
Things are not going well for you. You need to answer the questions.
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
And what a change from absolutely false, unequivocally false to, oh, by the way, there were some times where we didn't give them what they wanted. That's a huge change in 5 days. And the fact that you can't answer how many times you did that.
Did Overwatch fail?
I am waiting to hear what the results of the investigation were so that I can identify where the failure was.
Your operational lapses, your resource management, and poor judgment nearly resulted in the assassination of President Trump. I mean, the dereliction of duty here is just appalling. The fact that you haven't visited Butler is just maddening to me.
You know the answers, and you refuse to tell us the answers.
Do you really believe at this moment, given how divided the country is and the questions asked, that your service in this role is the best for the nation?
Then why can't you answer a simple question?
I would leave it to the criminal investigation to answer questions related to that.
What does some request mean? How many times?
What are you covering up? What are you hiding, my friend?
Yeah, it was a bad day to be Kimberly Cheadle. Bad day to be a DEI hire in the Secret Service Agency under Joe Biden. Or we think Joe Biden's still around. Of course, there's some question if he's still out. I mean, has anybody seen him since? That's another question for another day on, later this morning on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. But yeah, not a good day. Bipartisan, both Democrats and Republicans calling for her to be fired. Nothing has changed at this point. Senator Ron Johnson had an interesting explosive report that he ended up releasing yesterday about that. And I'll share more on the Trump assassination in just a moment. So just be thankful that you weren't Kimberly Cheadle yesterday. Very, very bad day. It's 6:23. We'll go to the phones next, 770-5633. Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday on The Bill Myers Show.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation, your experts for sanitation services and portable restrooms. From pumping septic tanks, grease traps, even holding tanks, Sweetwater Sanitation brings 20 years and two generations of experience. And as a DEQ-certified maintenance provider, Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, and repair your septic tank, which should be pumped every 3 to 5 years. Call 541-821-1426 and visit swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, where service is the difference.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for TerraScreen systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities TerraScreen systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
Hi, I'm Riley with Rotary Drilling Company, and I'm on KMED.
626, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday at 770-5633. Dave's over in the Iron Gate. Dave, good to have you on, and you say you have the orangest or the most orange moon. Is this so it's a Trump moon that you're having over the Iron Gate from the fire smoke, huh?
It's the sunrise right now.
Oh.
It is very, very orange, almost a reddish color. But like a light reddish orange, and it's just amazing. Now I tried to take some pictures of it, but you know where I could see it the orangest. There's trees in the way, and I can't get it in the picture. But I stepped aside, and the picture doesn't do what I see justice.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean there. Sometimes the cell phone cameras don't do it justice. But are you getting smoke mostly from the Shelley Fire, or are you getting it from Douglas County, like Jackson and Josephine County have been getting?
No, it's probably coming from the Shelley Fire. Last time I heard, it was only 22% contained, but then I heard it jumped a bunch of stuff. So that fire is not contained, and I don't know if they're still doing evacuations or not.
All right. Well, you have your brother coming over to get you a new spare tire for your truck. What, you lost two flat tires in one day, huh? Huh?
Well, I got one Sunday, and then yesterday on Monday, heading home after filling the tires up with air, I had a blowout in the right front, and I had the night before I had a blowout on the right right rear and left front.
Your brother is a saint for taking care of you out there, and we bless him for that. Okay, good luck on getting that fixed. And I haven't had a blowout in a lot of years. Do you have a lot of nails or problems out there near the old dam?
No, it's the road beats the hell out of tires.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. All of the dam removal trucks, they've just destroyed the Copco road, right?
And then, of course, a lot of the county roads here are horrible because they have no money to resurface them.
Now, could you file a claim, though, with KRRC? Because of the blowouts on your vehicle?
I don't know. These tires are old, so in the normal course of coming the back way.
Yeah, that would cause some problems. You know, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize that even if tires look okay, just being 10, 12, 14, 15 years old, that sort of thing, is the weakening of the rubber, the dry rot that kind of seeps into them after a while. But best of luck getting back on the road there, Dave, okay? 29 after 6, we have Tom. We head to South County in Jackson in Talent. Hello, Tom. Welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Great segue with all the hearings and so forth. I wanted to point out something that is obvious to me, but that we're not being told by the mainstream news. And that is the sniper that took out the sniper. Normally, we would know that guy's name. He would be touted up as a hero that saved the president and on and on and on. But there's nothing going on who he is and so forth.
But do they normally name Secret Service agents in this kind of situation? I didn't think they did. I thought they normally kept that pretty quiet most of the time.
But here it is. I mean, this is like one of the key events in American history. Normally, this guy would be on the front pages of the news magazines and so forth and so on. We'd all know his name, know his background and so forth. But because this was an attempt by the deep state to take out Trump.
That's what you believe, then, that this was a job then?
Yes, I do. I really do at this point in time. You know, I've kind of let things sort themselves out. But you saw just, the head of the Secret Service there and her non-answering. to me, she was told what to do, and she did it, and now she's really fumox because she's getting, you know, the third degree for, quote, doing her job as the deep state ordered her to, and so forth. That's why, I mean, there's reasons why this performance is going on by her and everyone else in there. And so that's really my take on what's going on at this point. And I think, you know, just thinking about things, they got to stop Trump. So what could stop Trump? Well, it could be another assassination, or but that would be too obvious. So he might get blasted by Wi-Fi and, you know, have a heart attack on stage, or they may even do a false flag in the country here and blame it on Iran, and then we'd be in the middle of a war, and so we can't have the election and so forth.
You know, funny that you brought that up, because when I was talking with Dr. Carol Lieberman last week, the thing is, and what no one is really talking about in the mainstream, of course, is that MK Ultra was a real mind control project. And of course, the statements coming from the CIA is, oh, we've stopped doing this. And it's like, yeah, sure. Okay. Of course, you know how to control people and make them do things against their will or things that they might be willing to do. But
well,
But still, you know, she was talking, and they brought up Iran. Well, there's a threat from Iran. That's kind of dovetailing into nicely what you were just talking about there. Find a way to gin that up and blame
it. Yeah, well, here's another thing that may transpire. You know, since China Joe has led all the terrorists into the nation here and so forth, I could easily see them nuking a major American city and blaming it on the Iran terrorists, and away we go.
That's true. That would save democracy, wouldn't it? Right?
It certainly would. And these people are ruthless. I mean, 9/11 was an inside job by the deep state. So they don't care about human lives at all. Trump's not thousands of people at a time. So I would not put past the deep state to actually nuke a major American city, and then off the war we go and no election.
Well, I don't know if the assassination attempt was a job issue. I haven't seen enough evidence to indicate that, but I put nothing past anyone. Yep, I will agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's a theory.
Yeah, I just heard, and I hope that I hope the theory doesn't pan out, especially with nuking of an American city, because, you know, that could really, I mean, you think it's bad being Kimberly Cheadle for a day on Congress. I mean, just think, you know, you nuke an American city or two, those are bad days too. They really are.
Yes.
Really. All right. Appreciate the call there. 770-5633. Thank you very much, Tom. It's 633. Open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday for the first hour. Speaking of the assassination attempt, Blaze Media reporting that the U.S. Secret Service allowed former President Donald Trump to go on stage at that rally, even though a local police counter sniper said the eventual shooter was acting suspiciously, and circulating photos of the suspect nearly an hour before the shooting. Now, this is Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He's the one that issued this preliminary report on the attempted assassination and questioning how the Secret Service could allow Trump on stage when local police were actively searching for a suspect later identified as the would-be assassin, Thomas Crooks. And this was minutes before Crooks opened fire. That is a really interesting provocative question that Ron brings up. He's absolutely right about this. You have a suspect. You already think there's some problems. Why did you let the guy go on stage, right? Information gathered by Johnson's office raises further questions about what the Secret Service did with this information, why Secret Service did not immediately send agents to the shooting building, and perhaps most importantly, why former President Trump was allowed to go on stage. So that is an open question at this point, and I'm sure that Cheadle would say, well, we have to wait for the investigation. By the way, here we go. Here's another interesting one. WorldNet Daily, one officer was assigned to roof at the Trump rally, but abandoned the post because, okay, well, here, let me just touch on some more specifics on this, then I'll go back to the phones. In a U.S. In a Monday letter, rather, to Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the DHS secretary, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley wrote about the security failures. Additional whistleblowers have contacted my office with troubling information about the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, Hawley starts. And contrary to Director Cheadle's public statements about the safety of the sloped roof of the American Glass Research Building, one whistleblower with direct knowledge of Secret Service planning for the event alleges that there was supposed to be law enforcement presence on that roof that day. In fact, the whistleblower alleges that at least one individual was specifically assigned to the roof for the duration of the rally, but this person abandoned his or her post due to the hot weather. Now, this is what, Josh Hawley is claiming here. The whistleblower further alleges that concerns over the heat prompted law enforcement to forego patrolling Building 6 and instead to station personnel inside the building. This is what the whistleblowers are saying. Wow. What do you think about them apples, huh? It's a 636. Let me go to line 2. Hi, good morning. You're on the Bill Myers Show. Who's this?
Hi, Bill. This is Vicky from the Applegate.
Hey, Vicky. How you doing this morning?
Good. Nice and cool out here. A little bit of smoke, but not bad.
Yep, 59 degrees, just perfect, really. It'll be up close to 100, though, later.
Oh, I know. I'll be in the pool.
Good for you.
So I just wanted to comment on the libraries. You know, you can't go to Walmart and get a package of socks or a can of spray paint. The libraries are public libraries. So my suggestion is, why don't they do a section, the adult section, of books, and if they want to have pornography or lessons on how to be a better lover or whatever, they should lock it up and not let any children back there.
Well, yeah, the thing is, mom and dad can get it for them, or kids could get permission from parents if you really want,
to
have access to it. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. But the American Library Association essentially is a free porno for everybody paid for by taxpayers. That's essentially where they're coming from. The American Library Association's policy is just wide open, no restrictions whatsoever. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either, but I do find it interesting that the LGBTQ mob is going after Steve Dillard, the city councilor, for even raising the question, hey, shouldn't we take age out of this no restrictions sort of thing, they're trying to peck him to death over it, and I hope he beats them at it, but good story, all right? It's 6:38. If you are on hold, you are up next on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. This is the Bill Myers Show. We'll be right back with more.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Nearly 100 fires are burning across Oregon this morning. According to the Oregon State Fire Marshal, currently over 500,000 acres are on fire, with more firefighters coming into Oregon from out of state. A new fire near Mosier in the Columbia River Gorge has caused Level 3 evacuation. The microwave tower fire is being driven by strong winds. Today, until further notice, campfires are prohibited on all Bureau of Land Management public lands throughout the Northwest Oregon District starting today. Fires, campfires, smoking in vegetated areas, along with other activities, are prohibited until further notice. Probably no one's going to be chanting, "We're number 45, because Oregon has one of the worst school systems in America, but scores among the highest in K-12 education spending. Wallet Hub has Oregon among the worst states in math, reading, dropout rates, in digital learning, and 32 other key measures of success, while outspending most other states. Bill London, KMED.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
19 before 7, Pebbled in Your Shoe Tuesday. Open phones on that, 770-5633. We do have an update on Pigpen Gate. Commissioner John West just emailed me. By the way, my email is bill@billmyershow.com. He says, "Hi, Bill. I'm at the fairgrounds. Oregon State University is having the pens brought back at 7 a.m. this morning. Chris Elliott, the director from OSU, texted me a bit ago saying that he will be here also. And we just have to say real American salute on that one. Commissioner West, thanks for the update. So the kids will be taken care of in the fair a couple of weeks from now. And I'm glad to know. I'm sure that OSU didn't really like that look, right? Starting to figure out that maybe OSU didn't have as much to do with this as perhaps some local 4-H officials in Joe County wanted to say, okay, all right, cut our funding, will you? We'll show you. But anyway, they'll be getting the pig pens back in without too much problem, okay? All right. It's 6:42. Who do we want to go to first? Let me go to Earl. Hello, Earl, formerly in Talent, now in Central Point. You want to talk about the sniper? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when it comes to specialty like government, whether they be law enforcement or specialty snipers, the public doesn't have an absolute right to know the names of these people. It just doesn't happen that way. Those names are secure for a reason, so that people can't make them a target. And it just gets me that there's some people out there that believe that, oh, I have a right to know that name. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Yeah, I can't think of any time which a Secret Service agent has taken the shot that immediately it's splashed all over the pages of the name. And I can understand why not. Why not? Because, yeah, you and or your family could be in some real issue, right?
Exactly. And that's just the way it is. You don't get to make a target out of somebody that's just doing their job.
All right. Earl, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, Jane, joining in, okay? Jane has a couple of points you'd like to make, too. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. What are you thinking?
Okay. One thing I agree with your last call or the next to the last caller. Would the security have been that lax if it had been a Democrat on the stage?
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting question. I guess we really don't know. I suppose we could be paying attention to how security is looking over at Kamala Harris as she's on the campaign trail now. And by the way, she's alluding to President Trump. This is going to be a campaign the prosecutor versus the felon. That's how she's going to characterize this campaign.
Well, then she's on the wrong end of the stick. They haven't prosecuted her yet.
Okay, that's pretty funny, Gene. That's pretty funny. I like that. But there must be some crime to prosecute her with, right?
How many eggs does she lay when she cackles?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's going to be a tough one. I wonder if the campaign people are going to work with her on the uncomfortable cackles. It's an open question at this point. Appreciate your call as always, Gene. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Terry's been holding on here too. Terry You wanted to weigh in on also the Trump assassination attempt. What were you thinking about that?
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Like I was saying, on that iconic photo where it's got the flag behind Trump and he's pumping his fist in the air after he's been shot.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard anything about this. To add to the conspiracy theory, that was a perfect – it was on the side of Trump where it was the perfect – and it was pretty close to him as well, where it was the perfect wind gauge for a shooter coming from the other direction. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I haven't heard anything about it. And like I said, the shot wasn't that long where I didn't get about wind.
Yeah, 130, 140 yards on an AR-15 is a pretty short putt, really. And even I, and I'm no great shot with an AR, but I ended up going into one of those little contests that they had out at the public range a few years ago. And I was able to get out, and I think it was 400 yards that I was able to hit the targets with quite a bit of regularity. So it can be done. It's not that big of a deal, really. Appreciate the call. 646-770-5633, 770-KMED, if you wanted to join in. Okay, so let's see. Oh, here's another interesting story in the Daily Mail. Daily Mail, the foreign paper, has some interesting stories now and then. In fact, they almost tend to cover United States news better than United States papers do for whatever reason. I don't know why. Biden's surprise call to his old campaign staff is labeled fake after viewers spot a suspicious detail. And here's the deal. It has some speculating that it was faked after an odd moment between Biden and Harris. Green was, I think this was Marjorie Taylor Greene, referring to Harris clearly stating to say the word recording before correcting herself and saying call to Biden. And so the question is, did Kamala spill the beans? Was it actually a recording? And that's what she started to say. And conservative activist Charlie Kirk called it a very strange slip, which got Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's attention too. The Colorado representative, who's been one of the most vocal people curious of Biden's absence, asked, "Where's Joe?" Another account pointed out campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez's reaction to Biden's planned remarks. "Pay attention to the body language of the woman at the podium. She knows something is clearly wrong here. She never has an actual conversation with Biden," prompting people to believe that this was most likely a previously recorded audio or AI. Man, if that's true, is that where we are now, where even the campaign calls are faked? I don't know. Biden was unable to speak publicly since testing positive. Supposedly he's wrapped up and he's going to be addressing the nation, or else an artificial intelligence representation of the president will be addressing the nation later this week, all right? Speaking of the AI, this kind of dovetails in with a guest I have coming up at 8:10 this morning, Phil Siegel. He's the founder of the artificial intelligence nonprofit CAPTRS. And we're going to talk about the risks associated with these AI fakes as the House Financial Services Committee is meeting today to discuss these deep fakes. And the reason this is really important is that there was a deep fake video that was out on social media over the weekend. It was on X over the weekend, in which it had Joe Biden making a speech on PBS News, announcing his withdrawal, and he was using a ton of expletives. And it got, and people couldn't tell the difference, and they were spreading it around as if it was real. Same sort of thing. And so we're going to talk with Phil about this, the risk with AI could be done, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating. You know, what can you believe, right? This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED 99.3 KBXG. 770-5633 if you want to join in. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday.
Saudis drop the petrol. Times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store. J. Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. J. Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, and you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250, say the keyword save now to start saving now on your cell phone plan.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
650, just joining me, Pigpen Gate is about to be resolved. Remember, with the 4-H having taken a whole bunch of pig pens out of the Joe County Fairgrounds. I mean, that would really put a dent in the kids. And, of course, everyone's saying, well, we always care about the kids. Well, until the money's involved, right? When the budget gets yanked, and then all of a sudden, damn, those kids, give me back those pig pens. We're going to redistribute them to people who support us, you know, that kind of thing. But Commissioner West sent me a message here. He says, hi, Bill. I'm at the fairgrounds awaiting the delivery of the pens and Director Chris Elliott of OSU will be here, like I had just mentioned. And he also says, I want to thank Director Tamara Martin of the Fairgrounds and Jen McGowan of Josephine County Youth and AG for their hard work and commitment to the kids and all they do, along with all the volunteers and parents. And the parents and the kids and the volunteers are pouring in to unload and set the pig pens back up. Great day for the kids of Josephine County. Great going, Commissioner. Thank you for the note there. Glad to know that. And by the way, when the 4-H originally yanked those pens out, it was under cover of darkness, like early morning Sunday. No one's paying attention, right? Sunday morning, then, wait a minute. What's going on here? And the community mobilized here. Good job there. 652, Francine's here. Hello, Francine. You wanted to weigh in on that alleged AI call with Joe Biden on with his campaign staff, right?
Right, yeah. I heard the whole, almost the whole thing. I finally had to turn it off. My stomach was turning, you know, but but
just a revulsion, right? Just a natural.
He was, yeah, he, you know, I mean, it's really hard to take certain people. And anyways, he spoke smoothly without any pauses, without stumbling on a word. You know, I shouldn't say he spoke, but the speaking voice did not blow it once. Didn't you know, lose the train of thought for a second. That's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't talk for more than about, you know, 30 seconds without having to, you know, without stumbling and going, you know, the thing.
And also, the other thing you have to consider, thing, speaking of things, is the coughing. He's been doing a lot of coughing. Now, he's recovering from COVID. I would be willing to bet you he's still doing some coughing here and there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a total fake thing, in my opinion. And, you know, and speaking of him getting COVID, I mean, how many shots has that guy allegedly had? He keeps getting COVID.
Well, you know, I guess when it comes to the COVID shots, Joe Biden is like, come on, CDC, put some stank on it. Give me another one, you know?
Oh, God. I know. Well, you know, we're living in a very sad clown world these days. And I just, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. What would be speaking of the COVID shots, because we know he's had at least four, I think, at last count. He's had at least four of them. You know, at what point do you figure that they're not working?
Well, he's not the only one that gets shots and gets COVID. I mean, the people I live with, had, you know, back in the day, they had all their shots, all their boosters, and they were getting COVID all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah,
and if I started to pick anything up, I would go home and eat some garlic, and I would be fine.
Well, I was very fortunate. I never had the vid. Never had the vid in the entire time during the pandemic.
I don't think I did either. But you know, I don't think they did either. I think they just think it was. I think the home tests are rigged to say yes.
Well, I don't know. We had the home test, and we used them, and we used them a lot. When Linda had it, she really had it, and it was bad.
Okay.
But we. Hit her on ivermectin right away and knocked it down overnight. And she said, I got to tell you, Bill, I thought I was going to die. It was so bad when she got it. And she always had weak lungs, always has had.
Okay,
had
yeah.
that. And, you know, hitting it right away really, really worked for her. I was taking it in prophylactic form. In other words, I was just doing it every couple of weeks or so during the pandemic. And so either that did it or else I was just incredibly lucky and God blessed me with a really great immune system. But there are some people who just naturally didn't get it either. So it was possible.
Yeah, that's, That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate the call as always. Let me go back to Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday calls. Good morning, and who might you be?
Good morning, Holly Burton, Josephine County.
Hey, Holly. How are things?
Pretty good. Last night, the city council met, and I was proud of them for once. You know, they basically had a big meeting about the parks and all that's going on.
Oh, that's right. This was going to be the coming up with some policy on, you know, are the people of Grants Pass going to get their parks back and actually use them for something other than bum camps, right?
Right. So they started out with, you know, choosing several locations that they thought that people could camp in, for lack of a better term. And then they decided that they were going to, and some of them had, they were parks and others, and the council members, bless their hearts, came in and said, you know, we don't want them in the parks. And because I think they knew that citizens were just tired of that. People are tired of it. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to keep them away from the waterways and all that kind of thing. They're putting them in the water treatment plant and some other smaller places.
Okay. So that's good. See, that's Grants Pass owned property there, right? Not particularly desirable, right? That sort of thing.
Right. And not parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting them close to the fire station and the police department. So if something kicks up, they'll be right next to the police department, which I don't think the police were really excited about. So that's what's going on.
It hasn't been signed off. Okay, well, still, Holly, it hasn't been signed off yet. This was just a talk yesterday.
Yes, it
okay.
was. It was a community. We got to watch them talk, which
okay.
I thought was interesting. And if you even parted your lips, you know, they glared over at you. Don't open your mouth.
Well. If they're actually going towards this kind of policy, though, that's reasonable. You're not criminalizing homelessness. You know, you're not doing anything like that. You're willing to try to help out people, but you're not going to turn over all your entire park system over to a disorderly community. You're just not going to do that.
Yeah.
So that's
no
reasonable.
Parks.
Yeah.
No parks. There were originally two parks on the list, Baker and Tussing, and I think at Younger, you know, he has it kind of dialed in. He said, no, you know, they started talking about no parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way it's going to go. So now it was a big discussion. I left early because, you know, sometimes those things drone on and on. But so I left early. But that was the gist of it. They got him out of the parks, which is good. So it hasn't been signed off on. It'll go back to the attorneys and they'll all fool around with it. And it'll be fine. And of course, there's a liability anytime you designate an area. You say, okay, this is where you're supposed to be. Then if they stub their toe or something like that, then it becomes the responsibility of the city. But I don't, they've been our responsibility anyway. I mean, it seems like we need to have an ambulance parked down by the park, just waiting for some of these guys to OD. But if they have several different locations, at least they could divide it up and say, okay, let's put the women and children here and maybe some of the seniors here and you bad, you know, bad boy and girl drug addicts, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because there are different tiers of homeless, and there is an untalked about challenge with many senior citizens who are not drug addicted and or disorderly, but just having a hellacious time trying to get affordable housing. They find themselves, whatever it is, there's a financial tragedy or something occurs, some sort of trauma, and then they find themselves out on the street. And I think that's what the Union Gospel Mission's latest project to actually build some senior citizen housing is it meant to alleviate, you know, that kind of thing. But that's a real
right. That's
a real issue. And so they would have a different need from just an actual non-drug addicted family with some kids or something like that find themselves in a real tough time. And then you have the island of misfit humans of drunk and drug addicted and, you know, the addicted community. And it's just,
well, you know,
different story, you know.
A bazillion years ago when I was back in Berkeley, they had a Newbridge Foundation, which is a drug and alcohol program, and they had a tiered structure. So when you came in, you know, kind of like being in the military service, you're on the very bottom and, you know, and you work your way up. it kind of parallels what we do in life. I mean, you start out on the bottom, you start getting a job, you know, you get a better job and you get a better job and hopefully you make a success of your life. Well, that's what they need to replicate for these folks.
Yeah.
Because if you just give them everything, then they have no sense of what it takes to get anywhere. So the minute you stop giving them things, they're right back in the toilet. So I think what they need to do is replicate that kind of an environment and maybe, you know, at some point get some little tiny houses somewhere and say, okay, you know, you're going to start here and then you'll get there and
tough love.
Help them.
Tough love. You know, tough love is needed. You know,
everything has to be earned in life and they need to show them that that's true. It doesn't get handed to you.
You know, the one thing that has concerned me about the whole addiction community or the addiction industry, you know, the homeless and addiction industrial complex, maybe we start calling it that, right, is how everybody sits around and for some reason we seem to clap like trained seals when someone stands up. Oh, I overcame the addiction after years and years of destroying my family and my kids and all the rest of it. And I don't know what it is about so many people. I'm not one of them. In which they're going like,
Well, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. That's why I think people do applaud it. Because most of the time, I mean, many of us.
How about applauding you for not getting into it in the first place is what I, you know, it's like nobody gets a gold star for staying on the straight and narrow. But you come out of the straight and narrow and or you go back on the straight and narrow. Then you're a hero. You know, I got to tell you, it's like, Holly, I know we're Republicans here, but I started watching Hillbilly Elegy, you know, that Netflix movie that Ron Howard did on J.D. Vance. And I got to tell you, it was hard to watch. I had to stop after a while there because of the insanity of Mom. And there she is standing up there, and everybody knows that this woman was just bat guano crazy. And they're applauding her at the RNC convention. I'm going, wait a minute. You know, I don't get that. I really don't.
Well, you know, I think many of us have had people in our lives who have drug and alcohol problems, and you sure want to cheer and applaud when things go well for them because most of the time it doesn't. And the rest of us, you know, usually end up just with greater taxation. That's our reward for staying on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, we pay more for everybody else to go off the rails. All right. Got it.
Now it's your responsibility for picking up the tab for all the rest of the Yahoos.
All right. Hey, thanks again. See you, Holly. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Holly Morton in Josephine County GOP chair. Couple minutes after 7, KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KPXG, Grants Pass. News next. And we're going to talk with Will Lathrop. He's running for Attorney General, the State Attorney General, by the way. Big deal. Find out why.
We've heard it all.
A two-car accident in my own driveway.